The Astral Problem. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of February 16, 2025. I was not planning to write about this subject, and it only occurred to me after publishing my last videos about the problem with reptiles. What Ari the Irma Tiger explained to me was quite revealing, especially about how reptiles use the astral and how they are in it. It corroborated many things that I had only suspected. So after that subject, I inevitably started to think about the consequences of those facts, and thus this subject was born after I thought about it yesterday all day long. As Ari explained, one of the biggest limitations of the human Lyrian species is their range of perception, from which their concept of reality derives. I can add that the limited perception range of all human Lyrians is the basis for extreme materialism, as it is seen by modern science on Earth, where consciousness is nothing more than the consequence of complex bioelectric processes going on between neurons in the brain, and when a subject dies, it is all over for it. Human Lyrians are obsessed with the material world as if it were the only thing that exists, especially on Earth where the veil of forgetfulness further convinces people that nothing outside the material world exists, especially when their scientists push materialism so hard. This brings the denial of everything astral very much to the convenience of all those abusive entities, especially reptiles, that alter and manipulate humankind and its civilization exactly to their convenience. This certainly looks like those astral entities have first created and then manipulated science precisely to help them hide their existence behind scientific dogma, which states that no such thing exists as the astral. This even despite all the evidence of its existence, and even if it may be considered only as circumstantial, anecdotal, or whatever, it is there. And there is so much of it that it is not only highly illogical but even abusive to think that all those astral apparitions, ghosts, strange events, paranormal activities, and so on, are only the result of hoaxes, compulsive liars, or unexplained physical phenomena, like brainwave alteration due to exposure to high-energy magnetic fields, causing hallucinations. This last one is one of the favourite scientific matrix explanations as to why the Scottish city of Edinburgh has so many ghost stories and apparitions, as it supposedly is built right above a large geological strata of magnetic rock. With this completely denying, and even belittling the city's rich history of dramatic events, which must leave a strong energetic mark. For me, one of the biggest mistakes human Lyrian people make, especially on Earth, is to focus life, and all the causation of the events in it, only on seemingly logical events occurring in the material world, which can be easily explained by scientific methods, by coincidences, chance, or simple luck, thus denying all what occurs in the astral just below the surface of what can be seen. Ignorance of the astral inevitably will cause human Lyrians to fall easy victim to all the entities there, who are just more animals, or more creatures who are also alive from their point of view, from the point of view of their own existential realm, where they are also born, grow, reproduce, and die, just as anyone else. On Earth, this denying the astral is causing unbelievable problems, because even the most intelligent people question its existence as there is no true strong and tangible proof of its existence, even for oneself, as having witnessed something paranormal at some point in our lives may not be enough to convince us of the existence of the astral. And I say, convince us, including myself, because I feel you, I agree with you. I understand who so many of you deny or doubt the existence of the astral, because I can see both sides, as I am too usually only focusing my life on the material side of things, even having gone through strong experiences like the Irma astrally healing me. But I don't deny the astral, but from my human Lyrian point of view, I can relate to it as somewhat of a dream world, more like lucid dreaming where you can control what happens there. So, no, I cannot go in and out of the astral as the Irma can. What I can see is that astral entities, reptiles, or whoever they may be, have manipulated society on Earth to deny the existence of anything astral, and with it their existence. If reptiles, those who end in illions, were only science fiction, why on earth would the censorship around this subject be so strong? Just look at the Matrix Point of View Wikipedia link on the front of my video about reptiles, and I didn't even call them by their correct, illion, name. They are doing all they can for the people not to see they are there causing many of the problems on Earth. But if those reptiles, among other astral creatures, are manipulating society on Earth at their convenience and so hard and skillfully, it would be very silly to believe they stop there. And this brings me to say something uncomfortable but quite obvious: this very well may be the way they have infiltrated the Galactic Federation. When I talked to Ari the Tiger 2 days ago, I asked him if reptiles in the astral did their thing only on Earth, or elsewhere as well, and he responded with his deep feline voice, that they are all over the galaxy, and that was the reason why Irma warriors work astrally first, and then move up to the world of the living. This means that if humans, especially those on Earth, want to defend themselves against all that is hurting and exploiting them, then they must stop denying what happens in the astral, and start to work there as well. You don't need to see things in the astral directly, although that would be of much help, as you can research and learn everything you can possibly get your hands on about the subject, and start to take control over your life. I know you want me to give you solutions and not only inform you of what I see, and as I have said so many times before, to fight back against whatever is exploiting you, you must regain your personal power, and take responsibility for what you think, for what you decide is reality and truth, and stop following religious and political leaders who are there to enslave you, never to help you. I know that while you are living on Earth you must follow rules and laws that have been imposed on you, and you cannot do other than obey them or you will suffer ugly consequences, yet you don't have to follow all the rules, especially those which are not a legal obligation. Remember that as a fully conscious and aware star seed, or enlightened soul, your ethical frame is way superior to the one of your appointed leaders. Don't you ever forget that. Now I see that the reason why no one can find who is controlling the Galactic Federation is because they are only looking at what happens in the world of the living, and not below where things are being manifested and from where things are truly being controlled. Most people, human and not, only see star races, Andromedans, Sirians, Arcturians, Alphaetans, Pleiadians in all their flavors and so on, but those are only biological bodies living in their material society. Few people observe what is happening below that surface. To see and understand that those biological meat sacks are only containers to who knows what soul, complete with all its ancestral bad habits. We have all been other people and we have all belonged to other species. Humans as a race are not the only ones who live in an existential realm where very different souls with very different histories and origins coexist, and many times not in a healthy way. This is an understatement. As an important side note, I know souls are only souls and are pure as fragments of the greater source, being that race, species, gender, and other attributes belong only to the body, yet souls do remember who they were in their past lives, and develop strong attachments to the identities and the ideas they once held. Those ideas in the memory of a soul can be used to classify it even if it does not have any direct attribute as a pure soul. Remember that ideas are what generate reality. An example of this would be the attachments and preferences of a soul to belong to one or the other gender when reincarnating. A soul has no gender, yet it does have a preference for being male or female. The great invasive expansion of the dark, elusive, and evil Galactic Federation very well could have its origins in an astral infestation, perhaps by reptile forces, but not only, as they are by far not the only regressive entities lurking in the astral, making our lives impossible. As another side note, I am also very well aware that there are very positive and loving truly reptile star races, yet contact with them is scarce at best. As you have noticed, what happens on Earth is just a smaller reflection of what happens outside Earth, where the Galactic Federation is the government, with all its shortcomings, abuses, and so on. There is nothing strange about why life outside Earth looks so much like life on the planet, as reality is the same, and one is only part of the other. They are not even reflections as such, one or the other, they are part of the same socio-cultural structure. Everything that is happening on Earth is also happening outside of it, only to third parties and with variants. It's the same, only much larger and more expanded, with an added complexity to everything. It is so easy to see that politicians on Earth are only puppets of others handling things from under the table, mostly away from public eyes. An example of this is Carrot, you know who I am talking about. With his strong imposing personality, he makes people believe that he is the leader, when in fact he is only a puppet and he knows it. He is a puppet of the corporations behind him, who in turn obey their secret societies, who in turn obey Galactic Federation representatives, who also obey others above them, dissolving the chain of command into the ethers, and into the vast confusion of time and space. Just look at Musk, who is always behind Carrot yet doing whatever he wants. He looks very much like he is Carrot's handler, and, probably, Musk is not even human, as I know he is connected to the Galactic Federation, which talks to him directly, and this explains why he has so much innovative technology. Who knows what is inside that biological body? He may be connected to China, as his physical looks may lead us in that direction as well, but from my point of view, he very well could be an Alfreton Federation representative appointed to be the direct Carrot handler, among other things. The same as with human politicians, in the Galactic Federation people will have handlers behind them, including dubious astral entities who may be inhabiting those Federation representatives in high places of power. Just like on Earth, where reptiles like to use organic portal politicians, and other people who are useful for their purposes. I am starting to see that the Galactic Federation is indeed infiltrated by evil forces from the astral side, from where they operate through organic portals and hide behind living biological people of any star race. Before I go, I want to state that there is no one behind me. Because of whatever reason, destiny has placed me here as the Taygetan Queen, and I am deciding what to do and how to handle things as best as I can, with no one handling me, to the point where I removed all the former High Council of Taygeta as it was infiltrated and corrupt. Yes, I have people helping me, as it should be, like all the military of my civilization, but they are not making the decisions, I am. I am not a member of any secret society nonsense, nor anything like that, and I am only myself, and I am alone as the Queen. And it is not easy. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.